With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's military has directed the evacuation of northern Gaza, a region that's home to about 1.1 million people, and they said to do it within the next 24 hours. That according to a UN spokesperson. The order that was delivered to the UN comes as Israel presses an offensive against Hamas militants following their massive deadly incursion into Israel last week. Speculation is that this could signal an impending ground offensive. Israel formed a unity government this week to oversee the war. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, tells the Salem Radio Network the unity government's being embraced by the vast majority of Israelis.
This will be the third national unity government we've had in our history, the first around the 1967 war, very successful. In 1984, very successful. Let's hope that this will be successful, too, and that it will continue to really address those fundamental issues that were dividing us before the war.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Steve Scalise ending his bid to become House Speaker after failing to secure the votes to win the gavel. Scalise told his GOP colleagues during a closed-door meeting late Thursday of his decision. Those on Social Security look to get more money in 2024.
Millions on Social Security will get 3.2% more in 2024. That's over $50 more every month for the average recipient, says the Social Security Administration. That's a lot less than this year's 8.7% increase, but that was brought on by record 40-year high inflation. The 3.2% increase for 2024 reflects moderating consumer prices. About 71 million people are on Social Security, including retirees, disabled people, and children. I'm Rita Foley.
Phillies knocked the 104-win Atlanta Braves out of the playoffs for the second straight year, 3-1. This is SRN News. Church of England takes one step closer to condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow two men or two women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official confirming voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The question would repeal a measure passed by the legislature earlier this year that allowed millions in state income tax to be diverted to religious and other private schools. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors in New York City have rewritten their indictment against Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and his wife.
The new indictment charges them with conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. The superseding indictment was filed in Manhattan federal court and says the conspiracy occurred from January 2018 to June 2022. The new charge comes just weeks after the Democrat and his wife were accused of accepting bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator to help and influence over foreign affairs. John Scott reporting.
Two off-duty officers shot at a parking garage at Philadelphia International Airport last night, but there's no word on their conditions. Police are searching for suspects who fled in a black sport utility vehicle. Local media reported a massive police presence that included armored vehicles and SWAT teams around 11:30 p.m. More at SRNnews.com.